those of us who are part of a lot of the events that Dave depicts in fiction have a lot to apologize for. I mean, we make mistakes. There's a lot to learn for. But I think we were and are part of a social justice movement, a movement that takes what happens in the world seriously and thinks that we can make a difference. And when you have a world-recognized war criminal show up onto your campus, that's something people respond to. And I think it's important, just like those people who were criminalized after the Computer Center riots continue to fight, and they still fight to this day to defend what really happened and the issues there. I think it's important that we continue to do that, even though some people think that's a bygone. I think it's important that we continue to talk about what really happened and the fact that the movement that we're a part of isn't an anti-Semitic movement. It's not a violent movement. It's not a movement that organizes protests so we can smash windows. It's people who entered a campus that was supposed to be closed off to them, stood on a stairwell, and denounced a war criminal, and the police began to react and provoked what ended up being the so-called riot on September 9th, 2002. I always confuse that with September 11th. Dave's written a book of fiction here, and I started reading it, and I was just thinking, I mean, it's good, and I encourage everybody to read it, but I was thinking, writing a non-fiction version of what happened between, say, 2000 and even now, but between 2000 and 2003 is, if you read it, it would be like, was that made up? Because, you know, you have things like the head of the main Jewish organization in Canada showing up in front of the student union, holding up the handbook and saying, Osama bin Laden could have put this together. And for those of us who know that happened, we're not surprised, but if you were to describe that to somebody, you'd think they made it up. The fact that you have Concordia security guards showing up at trials, like at my trial, and testifying that they don't know the difference between a head and a shoulder, and that you know, your chest is here, and they've never been really good at anatomy, and all kinds of lies that come out when you're able to finally take people on. It'd be hard to believe that was true, but it is. I don't think the struggle that a lot of us are part of, this is sort of like a reunion for those of us who were part of in some way or another and are still part of movements for human rights, for social justice, against capitalist globalization, in solidarity with self-determination struggle of the Palestinian people. Those movements haven't gone away, and I really think we need to reclaim it. And what Dave's done is shown sort of a creative way to look at these issues, to put it back in their face, you know, regain our terrain, get back our steam again to get full out and fight these issues, because they haven't gone away. They really haven't gone away. But what's happened is that you have an administration here that acts like a bunch of second-rate bureaucrats, which they are, I guess, but recently they have a new policy where you can't have controversial events in H110. I don't know if people have heard about this, but there's a policy you can't have controversial events in H110, which was the pretext for which Amy Goodman, the host of Democracy Now!, can't speak at Concordia University, or at least she can't speak at H110. You have situations where tens of thousands of dollars are being spent so that they can appeal the verdict where I got acquitted, where a judge decided that there was an absence of any evidence whatsoever that I did what they said I did, and yet they're appealing. They're not just appealing, but the Concordia administration is even challenging the impartiality of the judge, saying that the judge was biased in my favor. So suddenly our movement, which is supposed to be marginal, is supposed to be a bunch of violent people, has suddenly managed to convince a judge that they're on our side. But it's all bogus. I do want to say that these issues are alive and well. And despite the differences that people have, and despite the mistakes that we need to learn from, people still continue to fight, still continue to publish alternative viewpoints, still continue to mobilize on issues that matter to us. They haven't gone away. And like I said, there's no shame in being part of the social justice movement. There's no shame in defending the things that we fought for. And I think Dave's book here is one way of looking at it. But I hope all of us can sort of take a bit of inspiration from the fact that Dave, you know, is drawing strength from what happened there, and not any sort of depression or anxiety, but rather strength, and to use that to build our movements. I mean, there's a lot happening, right? There's going to be a Status for All march on May 27th. A lot of the people that were part of this movement here at Concordia back in 2001, 2002 are part of that. A lot of people are working on Haiti solidarity issues. People are still plugging away on Palestine solidarity issues. These are things that matter. Fighting corporatization, they matter. And we can do it creatively, we can do it with fun. and we can take on these second-rate bureaucrats and their goons and win, which is what it's all about.